in the waiting room of the intensive care unit at the one of the hospitals where I trained in Houston. It was a big charity hospital, Bentaub General Hospital. And invariably, there'd be whole families camped out in that ICU waiting room. They'd live there for several days, eating cafeteria food and sleeping on chairs. And that was, you know, you could see that, I mean, not only were they stressed out by the illness of their loved ones, but superimposed on that is the fact that they were living basically in a waiting room. And that's, you know, being able to provide a better environment for those people and just at least take that one little burden out of the mix, I think is it's made an impression on me about how valuable that is.
Dr. Cohn's home is one of nearly 200 in the Boston area where volunteer host families offer a clean bed and a kind word to the loved ones of medical patients. The service, known as hospitality, began in 1983 and has helped families of thousands of patients at more than 50 local hospitals. A physician or member of the clergy certifies that the guests are in need. Many hosts provide nightly lodging free of charge. Others ask a token payment of up to $15 as reimbursement for expenses like laundry and telephone. In a society that can seem so impersonal, the hospitality program is a gesture of neighborliness, a fascinating friendly encounter among total strangers. Margaret Bush, a professor of library science at a Boston college, regularly opens the door of her home to hospitality guests.
It's frustrating for me. I don't actually like giving up the space I give up to my guests. My guest room is my study, and it's my favorite room. And I have to move out of there when I have guests. But the simple act of just offering that bed and your home for them to come and go turns out to be far more than a simple bed. For many of them, they are inspired by the fact that someone would just open their home and let them in. But truly, they bring to us some really profound examples of people sometimes struggling as best they can to stay together and hold on to this situation, but oftentimes with amazing reservoirs of strength, and they're holding on by the, you know, by their fingertips sometimes, but still, it's just amazing the outlook they have and what this really means. You are really with them at a profound time.